restaurants to the shelves of M&S. So choose a main, side, and either a starter or a dessert in the gastropub dine-in. For your dessert, give my super indulgent molten cookie dough a go, oozing with dark and white Belgian chocolate with a touch of sea salt. This is not just food. This is Tom Kerridge and M&S gastropub food. Subject to availability, T's and C's apply.
Multi-point inspection, tick. Full history check, tick. £750 deposit contribution, tick.
Every used SEAT is thoroughly checked by a trained technician. However, during the SEAT-approved used event, selected vehicles come with one more check. £750 towards your deposit at 11.4% APR representative. Offer ends 31st of October, so clock's ticking.
Tick, 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 tick.
Search SEAT used cars. With Solutions Personal Contract Plan on vehicles up to 3 years old. Participating retailers only. Indemnities may be required. T's and C's apply. SEAT Finance.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories, they're sour. 22 people have died and more than 100 are injured after what's being called Israel's deadliest attack on the capital of Lebanon, Beirut. The Israeli military was apparently targeting a senior Hezbollah official when it struck the apartment building. Reporter Alex Rossi is there and says hope's fading of finding any other survivors.
There are fears that some of the other buildings around here could collapse. So the search and rescue teams have actually pulled back, but there are fears there are still people trapped underneath the rubble.
Lawyers representing alleged victims of former Harrods owner Mohammed Al-Fayed say many have suffered unspeakable abuse. They now have 116 clients who have received more than 200 further inquiries. Four men have been arrested after a man was stabbed to death in Canterbury city centre last night. A cordon remains in place on the high street this morning while officers continue their inquiries. A 26-year-old man is due in court in Dublin later after being charged in connection with the death of a young woman. The body of Mary Ward, who was 22, was found at her home in Belfast earlier this month. Leaders from across the UK are gathering in Edinburgh for the Prime Minister's first meeting of the Council of Nations and Regions. It's in a bid to reset the relationship between devolved governments, with Sir Keir Starmer pledging to bring forward a new era of stability and trust. We've been speaking with Cabinet Office Minister Pat McFadden ahead of the meeting.
Perhaps in the past there's been too much of a default into grievance or outrage over this or that, and it's wearing on the public, and they expect our politicians to behave like grown-ups. And we do have, despite political differences, we do have quite a lot in common.
The UK economy grew by 0.2% in August after 2 months of stagnation. The Chancellor says it's welcome news and the government's number one priority remains growing the economy. And England's cricketers have completed a memorable win in Pakistan by an innings and 47 runs to go 1-0 up in the three-match series. Joe Root and Harry Brooks' record partnership of 454 runs helped the visitors to a huge total of 823. Cloudy with outbreaks of rain over Scotland and Northern Ireland. Sunshine elsewhere. It's feeling cold though, highs of 13 degrees. That's the latest. I'm Katie White.
The magic of classical music.
This is Magic Classical.
Penny Smith.
On Magic Classical.
Thank you. is how you can tell it's Friday, the Ride of the Valkyries, the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra. On the show today, Danger Mouse, Del Boy and Jack Frost, Sir David Jason. It's got a new memoir out called This Time Next Year, A Life of Positive Thinking. I can't wait for that. Also, in an hour's time, the DJ in the booth, this week's listener in residence, Katie the Librarian, shakes out her final track before signing off. And music-wise, one of the gorgeous sections of Rachel Fuller's Animal Requiem and Omia Bobbino Caro.
Magic of classical music.
This is Magic Classical.
Herrenhausen Park. And the Vienna Symphony Orchestra doing the honours with O Mio Bambino Caro from Puccini's Gianni Schicchi. And you'd be forgiven for thinking, oh my goodness, that is a beautiful, poignant song. Obviously another tragic opera. No, it was a comedy. I think the only comedy by Puccini. Before that, it was Nunc Dimittis by Jeffrey Bergen, performed by the Bearer. Got a soupçon of Rachel Fuller coming up before Sir David Jason is on the show.
This is Magic Classical with your favourite classical music every day.
Magic Classical, playing the magic of classical music.
I'm very proud to launch my new M&S Food and Tom Kerridge Gastro Pub range. It's taken years of hard work to bring the flavours of my restaurants to the shelves of M&S. So choose a main, side, and either a starter or a dessert in the Gastro Pub dine-in. For your main, how about my spiced lamb, slow-cooked to tender perfection, with a rich harissa, apricot and chickpea sauce? This is not just food. This is Tom Kerridge and M&S Gastro Pub food. Subject to availability, T's and C's apply.
This Morrison's toy event, more card prices save you money on big brands like Barbie, Hot Wheels and more.
More card price.
Save up to half price. Pay less with more card.
Morrison's to shop at Morrison's.
Majority of stores subject to availability excludes online more card or app required. 16 plus selected toys offer ends 27th of October.
Ah, autumn. The most beautiful time of the year. Burnt orange, rustic red, the pavement a blanket of colour. And with the Mazda New Car event running exclusively from the 10th to the 20th of October, enjoy an additional deposit contribution of up to £1,000 on selected new models. Search Mazda. Available on PCP and HP when financed through Mazda Financial Services by 31st of December 24. Indemnities may be required. Terms apply. See website for details.
Switching to Vodafone full fibre broadband is now as easy as pie. Oh, freshly baked. It's a walk in the park. Hello, little fella. It's like taking candy from a baby. Come on, as if I'd do that. With One Touch Switch, it's easy. We sort everything out for you. We even call your current provider. Plus, we'll help towards any leaving fees. Switch today to full fibre broadband with Vodafone, the nation's network.
Credit of up to £100 to cover leaving fees. Visit vodafone.co.uk/broadband to find out about the switch process and for terms.
Just sold my car to eBay.
Stop! Did you know it's not just about cars? They also buy vans too. Big ones, small ones, and everything in between. So let's give vans the spotlight.
Just sold my van. See, we buy any van. Just sold.
To find out how much your van's worth in 30 seconds, enter your reg number now at webuyanyvan.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, visit webuyanyvan.com/info.
Gusto presents the recipe box with the greatest choice. Fresh quality ingredients delivered to your door. Featuring tasty 10-minute meals, global cuisines, and family classics. Steal the show with over 250 recipes every month. From £2.99 a meal, Gusto. Sign up now at gusto.co.uk for 60% off your first box. Price per portion of a standard 5-recipe subscription box for 4 people excludes £3.99 delivery. Verify at gusto.co.uk/choice.
Here at Magic, we're building up to awesome adventures, one piece at a time. Go to magic.co.uk for the chance to win an awesome family trip to Legoland Windsor Resort with an overnight stay, character meets and spending money. All thanks to Shell Go Plus Rewards. You can save on fuel, food, drinks and more when you download the Shell app and register to become a Shell Go Plus Rewards member. So make journeys more rewarding. Download the Shell app today and register to start saving. T's and C's apply. And head to the Magic Radio website for your chance to win that amazing family trip to Legoland.
Magic Classical.
The magic of classical music.
Oh.
Well, that sort of slightly fits in with the next guest. That is The Sanctus from Rachel Fuller's Animal Requiem. Time is coming up to 20 past 11. My guest today is the legendary actor, national treasure, Sir David Jason. His new memoir is out now. It's called This Time Next Year. Sir David, welcome to Magic Classical. Do you use the Sir David at any time? Do you use it to get a good table at a restaurant, make sure you turn left on the aeroplane?
No, it doesn't work. Tried it. I very rarely use that title that I'm entitled to use. I find it a little bit embarrassing, if you like, just a little bit. So I tend only to use it as official. If you have to go somewhere and you have to assert your authority, you are talking to Sir David. Sir David, yes. Some people call you Sir Jason, which I sort of want to smack their wrists, and because it's they don't realise that you are called Sir David and not Sir Jason. But no, it's a grand title to be. I'm very proud of it.
Thing is, every time you said it, you go quite posh when you suddenly decide that you're Sir David.
Yes. Well, you're right, because it sort of lends itself to that. Because you don't say Sir David, do you? Sir David, it don't sound right, does it? It sounds like... But if you say Sir David, yes. Oh, I take notice of that, but I don't take notice of that. It's not...
Except you're a proud Londoner.
I am.
Yeah.
Yes. So I don't know... It's just a thing that I'm delighted to have been knighted for services to the theatrical or the entertainment industry. But it's not something that sits easily then because I'm from humble stock.
Let's talk about this time next year then, because this is a memoir full of positive thinking, wisdom. And it is interesting, your life, and it has been a long and mostly enjoyable life, I'm
assuming. It's still going on, because you haven't noticed.
I did notice that you were still there. But you had so many things. You were born, and then when you were a little child, the Luftwaffe seemed to have it in for you. You kept on chasing you around, according to the story.
It's according to me, yeah.
According to you, yeah, exactly. And as you say, you came from humble stock, you became an electrician. Well, that's a dangerous job in itself. And then it was your brother, your older brother Arthur, who was the first in the family to take up acting. And he helped you get a leg up. And then later on, when you were doing A Touch of Frost, you helped him.
Yes. It's just that he was an actor of mature years, and we were looking for, the producer was looking for someone who could play that part. And I suggested him, and I said he's an experienced actor, et cetera, et cetera. So they interviewed him, and he got the part. And so what goes around comes around.
My guest today is Sir David Jason. We'll talk more in a moment. But first, we asked you to choose a piece of music. You've chosen The Lark Ascending by Ralph Vaughan Williams. Why?
A friend of mine, or my friend's mother, we all got on so well, and they had a nice... She had a very nice little farm down in East Grinstead, and a number of us used to go and stay with them. And they looked after us, and we had a wonderful time. And one of the guests, one of the group, the team, whatever you want to call it, was a violinist, and he was a brilliant violinist, and he was always practicing. This, even when we went there early in the morning or late night, he would be playing this. And Mary Parr, who was the lady in question, she said that if he ever passed away, she would want him to play Lark Ascending. And so we all sort of said, yes, we got to get him to do it. And the story then was eventually she did pass away. And so we went to the wake, if you like, went to the church. And there was this young man who was playing for these big orchestras and things. And he stood in this church and he played Lark Ascending on his violin, because he was like a top-class musician. And, well, it was so wonderfully moving, just being in a church with that sound was
beautiful.
Just
beautiful.
I fell in love with this, that at the moment.
Thank you. Thank you.
Nicola Benedetti and the London Philharmonic Orchestra and the beautiful Lark Ascending by Vaughan Williams, reminding David Jason of a holiday where a friend was always practising. Sir David, not Sir Jason, as we know, partly because it's not even his real surname. We've got a B coming next.
Leave the country. She barely leaves the house. Still traumatised by that roadside bomb in Iraq. More than 20 years ago. For many, the battle continues. Combat Stress provides intensive mental health treatment to UK veterans with complex mental health problems, helping them rediscover the world they once knew. Combat Stress, for veterans' mental health. Search Combat Stress to support our work.
Your bed is a sanctuary where you can escape. But not everyone has that chance. In Britain, over 17.5 million people live in unfit or unstable homes. To mark World Homeless Day, Dreams will give £5 for every transaction to Shelter's Emergency Helpline to help the housing and homelessness charity make safe sleep a reality. Dreams, proudly supporting Shelter. Visit dreams.co.uk/shelter for more details.
Ah, autumn. The most beautiful time of the year. Burnt orange, rustic red, the pavement a blanket of colour. And with the Mazda New Car event running exclusively from the 10th to the 20th of October, enjoy an additional deposit contribution of up to £1,000 on selected new models. Search Mazda. Available on PCP and HP when financed through Mazda Financial Services by 31st of December 2024. Indemnities may be required. Terms apply. See website for details.
This is the sound of a happy vintage cash cow customer.
It's so easy. It's really so easy. You just pop the stuff in a box and send it away. I'm already on box 3. Well, I'm going to save the money. I'm popping it all in a little pot and saving up for a holiday. It's a brilliant way of spring cleaning.
Everyone's discovering the easy way to sell your unloved valuables in one go with Vintage Cash Cow. Turn your old gold, watches, jewellery, cameras, silver and much more into cash. Start today at vintagecashcow.co.uk.
This Morrison's toy event, more car prices, save you money on big brands like Barbie, Hot Wheels and more.
More card price.
Save up to half price. Pay less with more card.
Morrison's to shop at Morrison's.
Majority of stores subject to availability. Excludes online. More card or app required. 16 plus selected toys. Offer ends 27th of October.
Are you an absolutely huge fonter or a zoom-inner? Perhaps you're an arm stretched out like a zombie when holding a newspaper-er. Or a squint so tightly at the menu the waiter thinks you're sleeping-er. At Specsavers, we get it. You don't want to admit it's time to become a glasses wearer. That's okay. We're ready to see you whenever you're ready to see properly. Book an eye test at specsavers.co.uk so you can see clearer. Okay, we'll stop with the ears now.
Magic Classical.
The magic of classical music.
Winton Marsalis and the Eastman Wind Ensemble with Rimsky-Korsakov's Flight of the Bumblebee. 11:45 is the time. My guest today is Sir David Jason, whose new memoir, This Time Next Year, is out now. And the title comes from your character Del Boy from Only Fools and Horses. And I wanted to ask about your relationship with Rodney, because there's this ongoing story about you and Nicholas Lyndhurst falling out.
That's how stupid the press can be, not all the time. But the story was that Nick and I were one day in a caravan, which is the smallest caravan on the planet Earth, I think. We were sitting there and nothing was happening. The production was very slow for whatever reason. And we were there twiddling our thumbs and going, I don't know, what are we going to do? We've run out of conversation. So he said, I know, why don't we pretend to have a row? So Nick said, well, what do you mean? I said, well, if we start shouting and banging the sides of the caravan and so it rocks about, and then we open the door and you rush out, and then I shout at you and you shout you'd never work with me ever again and do all that, the production team will get a fright of their lives. And then when we decide we've had enough, we can stop it. So that is exactly what we did. So the production team, just up the road from us, was where the canteen, the mobile canteen was, if you like, another cheapskate caravan that they did produce dead sandwiches and whatever. So a lot of the production crew was queuing up to get their dead lunch. So we suddenly decided, and the door sprang open and Nick flew out, and we carried out this little rehearsal that we did, and they nearly died because they could see the whole production was not only going to go up the shirt, but it meant the future. There was another four episodes to shoot, yes, because this was only episode two. And so Nick stormed off and I said, yes, and I can't remember, I might have thrown something after him. Well, they were catatonic with embarrassment and they got in touch with the producer who was back at the BBC, and then we realised, I think we've gone too far. So we then sort of said, ha, 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 it's a joke. It was just a joke. And nobody laughed, and they said, that was not very funny. That was embarrassing. Why? Why? What was wrong? Because we've just got in touch with the head of the BBC, who's coming out to see you to try to placate you. Oh, really? Oh, it was only a laugh. We were only having... So... The story was the press then got hold of it.
And the rest is history. Yes. They tried to make it up and it didn't work. And I just wanted to touch on one more thing, because I know that you once heard a director saying the trouble with David Jason is that he believes he is part of the creative process. But is that not true, though? When you're talking about something like Only Fools and Horses, so much of that is you, surely?
Well, it depends upon how you view it. Of course, because I played the character. But what I tend to do is I do two things with that character. One is I learn as much as I could about that part of London, which is, well, it's South London, really, because that's where he came from, the writer. But the other thing is that you have to invest yourself, meaning investing myself in Derek Trotter, because looking and reading the script gives you lots of clues. Well, one of the things about it is that I had a long, long history of working in the theatre. So what that did to me, it gave me a lot of understanding and courage to find pieces of business that I felt would entertain people, that make a reward for doing, finding something that I used to do on stage. And because of that knowledge that I learned by doing something every night, that basically what happens is that you start off with a character in a play live, and then slowly as you learn with the audience and you think, I don't know, there's something missing here. I wonder if I got hold of that record and I did that and I blew in the hole, and there's lots of things that I could describe to you, but it gave me the courage to do things in order to entertain your audience.
Well, we'll have to leave it there. The new book, This Time Next Year, is out now. David Jason, thank you very much for joining us on Magic Classical.
Thank you.
It was a live recording in the Magic Classical Studio from Alessio Pianelli on the cello there with part of Bach's Cello Suite number 3. They do say that the cello is the closest sound to a human voice, which is why we like it so much. And Stephen Isserlis, who's a famous player of the big strings, if you like, says it touches the heart more than anything else, everyone's favourite instrument. Talking of partial, we'll be off to Spain after the news update.
So come on, which is your favorite? Do you rave about Rachmaninoff? Are you mad on Mozart? I'm Darren Redick, and whatever classical music lights your fire, my new Sunday Night Request show is just what you need. So tell me all about the music you love, and I could be playing it this weekend. Email classical requests at magic.co.uk, text classical to 61054, or send a voice note to 07593-139-729. Requests on Magic Classical, Sunday nights at 9, or listen anytime on the Rayo app.
Zimmer live, the next level. The legendary composer of Dune, Pirates of the Caribbean, Lion King, Inception, and more. Coming to venues across the UK throughout November and December 2025. Featuring electronic soundscapes and a spectacular light production. Due to demand, an extra date's been added at the O2 London on Sunday the 30th of November. Tickets are on sale now at magic.co.uk/tickets. Hans Zimmer live with Magic.
Dad, why do polar bears have a smile?
Because people tell them jokes.
Okay, you get a polar bear if you tell a good joke.
All right. What colour socks do bears wear?
I don't know.
None, because they have bear feet.
I don't think that makes the bears smile.
One for trying?
No.
Put a little pom in your day.
Hooray!
Polar bears, now come in cheese flavour.
If you're a contractor or agency worker, you might use an umbrella company. Keep in mind that some umbrella companies break the tax rules. This could mean you're involved in tax avoidance and might end up with an unexpected tax bill. Don't get caught out. Learn to spot the signs, such as an umbrella company promising you higher take-home pay. And if you need help leaving a tax avoidance scheme, contact HMRC. Search Don't Get Caught Out on Gov.
Going to the shops isn't everyone's bag. Like Priya and Sarah here, in their front room trying to kickstart their two-woman band. They'd rather get easy prep meals, ingredients and more delivered by Tesco Whoosh while they practice. Store to door from as little as 20 minutes. Woo! Keep it up, girls. Tesco Whoosh. Every little helps. Fees apply. Delivery times range from 20 to 60 minutes. Selected areas only. Pricing specific to Whoosh. See tesco.com/whoosh.
Ah, autumn. The most beautiful time of the year. Burnt orange, rustic red, the pavement a blanket of colour. And with the Mazda new car event running exclusively from the 10th to the 20th of October, enjoy an additional deposit contribution of up to £1,000 on selected new models. Search Mazda. Available on PCP and HP when financed through Mazda Financial Services by 31st of December 24. Indemnities may be required. Terms apply. See website for details.
This Morrison's toy event, more card prices, save you money on big brands like Barbie, Hot Wheels and more.
More card price.
Save up to half price. Pay less with more card.
Morrison's to shop at Morrison's.
Majority of stores subject to availability. Excludes online. More card or app required. 16 plus selected toys. Offer ends 27th of October.
So, Tom, what are you cooking up for the prices at home tonight?
Well, Kat, we're trying something new tonight. All because the lovely folks at HelloFresh are adding some Peruvian-inspired cuisine to their menu.
OK, would this be because Paddington in Peru arrives in cinemas on November the 8th?
Oh, I love Paddington. Yes, it is. The bear is back, Kat, and you can cook easy and delicious meals inspired by Paddington's tasty adventures in Peru. With ingredients delivered to your door from HelloFresh.
And right now, if you head over to the Magic Radio website, there's the chance to win a year's HelloFresh subscription and a very tasty £1,000.
Oh, what a brilliant prize. Cat, we did all that without mentioning marmalade sandwiches once.
Until just then.
Oh, I did it then, didn't I?
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories this hour. The Met Police say it's recorded 40 new allegations against the former owner of Harrods, Mohammed Al-Fayed. Officers say the reported sexual assaults and rapes date back between 1979 and 2013. Scotland Yard says it's in addition to allegations it was aware of before a TV documentary was broadcast. Earlier lawyers said they now represented 116 women from around the world. The president of Iran has said Israel should stop killing innocent people. According to Lebanese authorities, an Israeli airstrike last night killed 22 in Beirut. It's reported a senior Hezbollah commander was the intended target. Defence analyst Professor Michael Clark says Israel was likely acting on intelligence.
These characters don't stay around for very long when they go to a meeting in a place. And they're not in the building usually, they're underneath it. They're in some sort of cellars or tunnels underneath. And if he survived, if that was the building that he was in or underneath and he survived it, it was because he was probably deep enough.
The BBC has announced an independent review of its workplace culture. It'll focus on preventing abuse of power and comes after the sentencing of newsreader Hugh Edwards for child sex offences. Leaders from across the UK are gathering in Edinburgh for the Prime Minister's first meeting of the Council of Nations and Regions. It's in a bid to reset the relationship between devolved governments, with Keir Starmer pledging to bring forward a new era of stability and trust. Ahead of a vote by MPs next week, researchers in London say almost two-thirds of people in England and Wales want assisted dying to become legal for terminally ill adults within the next 5 years. A team at King's College London also says more than half would support private healthcare companies providing the assisted deaths. And it seems like the Northern Lights have been the big talking point on social media so far today. A spectacular display was seen across the UK overnight. Katie spotted the Aurora Borealis in Northern Ireland.
Yeah, I didn't realise until I saw on social media, and then I went out in my back garden and I saw them in Bangor. Oh, it was so pretty. It was the first time I'd seen them too.
Scientists said there have been more space weather events recently because the sun is nearing the peak of its solar cycle. Cloudy with outbreaks of rain over Scotland and Northern Ireland. Sunshine elsewhere. It's feeling cold though, highs of 13 degrees. That's the latest. I'm Katie White.